League One of Targa Tasmania 2021 gets underway today, and following the event is Martin Agard, and he's with us now. Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, good day, Lee.
Talk us through today's goings-on.
Okay, well, the cars will be leaving, the first cars will be leaving the Silver Dome in Launceston pretty much as we speak, because they've got six stages today. The first one is called High Plains, and that's sort of up around behind east-south of Elizabethtown, around Wagina and places like that. Then they come to the popular Moriarty stage, which has been in there since day one, I think, in 1992. And a lot of locals would be familiar with the hairpin turn, where the letterboxes on poles have been knocked over numerous times, but it's a great spot for photographs. And then they head to a lunch break at La Trobe. They're going to get to La Trobe at around about 9:30, the first cars, but there's a field of 300, so it'll take a couple of hours for them all to come through. And even though it's a lunch break, it's going to be at 9:30 in the morning, so an early start for some. Then after lunch, they head to the Paluna stage, then Mount Roland, which is half of the Sathana stage in reverse. This was introduced a couple of years ago, and they start at the bottom. If people are familiar with the T-junction just up the road from Gowrie Park, heads round the back of actually Mount Claude and round to Mole Creek that way. And so that's part of the Sathana stage. It's called Mount Roland now in reverse. Then they've got two new stages this year, which were meant to be introduced last year, but of course the pandemic spoiled everything. And the reason they put these new stages in, because I'm sure you'd be aware now that the what used to be gravel around the Great Lakes is now completely sealed. So they're going to go up through Golden Valley and up down over the top, down almost into Briona, which is the first little settlement of shacks when you come into the Great Lake. That'll be the end of that stage. Then they'll transport around the Great Lake to the top of Powhatuna, and the final stage of the day today will be from the top to the bottom of Powhatuna. And I'd suggest the brakes are going to be pretty hot by the bottom by the time they get down to the bottom, Lee.
Who are we watching out for this year?
Oh, look, it's the old story, really, isn't it? Jason White and John White in their Dodge Viper. Eddie McGuire, who's another local from Elliott, just out of Burnie, he's got a Dodge Viper as well. And it's probably going to be between those two, but it's a very, very competitive field up the pointy end. The Whites have got some new tyres and rims for the front of their car, and under the rules and regulations, you had to basically run what's standard on the car. And up until this year, Dodge have only had the one option for front rear tyres and rims, and it's been not really suitable for Targa. So the new Dodge model has got an option for a slightly wider wheel and a better tyre, and the Whites are going with that. So, yeah, they're going to be hard to beat. And, of course, if they win this year, they equal the record of 8 wins held by Jim Richards and Barry Oliver. So it'll be interesting to see how they go.
Is Shane Jacobson racing this year?
Well, he's in the tour event.
Right, okay.
So this is basically, well, yeah, what they do with the tour is you're limited to how fast you can go, and it's one car at a time on the stage, but they only send them away 30 seconds apart. You're not allowed to overtake anyone, but it gives you an idea to what the roads are like and to tackle them at, you know, slightly above legal speeds, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And, of course, you don't have to worry about something coming the other way around blind corners, so it's a bit of a taster for a lot of people, really, and that type of event, the type of the event, is really gaining in popularity now.
And, of course, we're looking forward to the anniversary year next year, which is going to be pretty big, isn't it?
Yes, which was supposed to be this year, of course.
Yeah.
It's a shame that the pandemic ruined it last year, because it would have been 30 events straight. But, yeah, looking forward to the 30th anniversary. Next year it'll be in March, too, and that'll be a permanent move. But once they started, when they started Targa back in 1992, it was done on what was called the shoulder tourist season, so there wasn't much on in April.
Yeah.
And they wanted it, ideally, to bring more people to Tasmania for the event. Since then, of course, I had a look around to see what's on this weekend. And last week we had the supercars, we had the A-League basketball in Launceston as well with the NBL. It's a very busy time, and so Targa decided to go a month earlier next year. I think it'll work well.
Makes sense. Martin, thanks for that. We'll catch up with you sometime later in the week.
No worries, thanks.
Cheers, mate. Martin Agard there.